This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mourners are reacting to yesterday's shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder. Josh Hady works for Safeway in Colorado Springs. He says it's been challenging this year for service workers.
Putting up with a lot of busy stores and a lot of upset customers that come in through the store and stuff. And meanwhile, just trying to stay safe and stay healthy and get home and wake up and do it all over again the next day.
Hady says the union has pushed for armed security officers at grocery stores so workers feel safer. Savannah Spakis says her boyfriend works at the King Soopers, but he was not there during the shooting.
You have to be so grateful in the moment for something like that, but you realize that it wasn't you, but it's other people that are feeling these things today, and it could have been so different on any other day.
Authorities say the suspect in yesterday's shooting bought an assault rifle 6 days before the attack that killed 10 people. Boulder police say they found an AR-15 style rifle and a semi-automatic pistol at the crime scene. According to an affidavit released this afternoon, employees told investigators that the suspect shot one person several times before going inside the store. Another person was found shot dead in a vehicle next to a car that's registered to the suspect's brother. Authorities say it will take several days to process the crime scene, both inside the store and in the parking lot. It's 38 in Denver, 40 in Colorado Springs, 31 in Vail. This is CPR News.